From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up, Hollywood takes on the Iraq War, a conversation with writer-director Paul Haggis.
But first, the real thing. You may remember that last month, seven soldiers wrote a scathing op-ed in the New York Times criticizing the way the U.S. is handling the war. It began, "Viewed from Iraq at the tail end of a 15-month deployment, the political debate in Washington is indeed surreal." The essay went on to describe failure after failure. The last line, though, was this: "We need not talk about our morale. As committed soldiers, we will see this mission through." On Monday, two of the men who wrote that essay were killed in Baghdad when their 5-ton cargo truck overturned. They were Staff Sergeant Yance T. Gray and Sergeant Omar Mora, both of the 82nd Airborne Division. Joining me now is Fred Kaplan. He writes on military affairs for the online magazine Slate. Welcome back to Day to Day, Fred.
Thanks.
First, what can you tell us about those two soldiers?
Well, on the one hand, they're typical soldiers in the all-volunteer army, dedicated, whatever they think of the mission, determined to fight it. On the other hand, they in particular were among the sorts of soldiers that General Petraeus, who was preparing to testify before the House when they were killed, they're the kind of soldiers that he's trying to groom in the new army, an army that will fight mainly counterinsurgency wars, an army where executive decisions are made at a very low level, lieutenant and captain level. If you read Petraeus' counterinsurgency field manual, he talks about how soldiers and officers at all levels should be aware of foreign cultures, attuned to the situation on the ground, knowledgeable of history, of military history in particular. Staff Sergeant Gray in particular was, as I've been told, an avid reader of histories. He and at least a couple of the others who wrote this op-ed piece in the New York Times were inveterate readers of these kinds of histories and talked about them for hours after getting back from a patrol.
How was their op-ed received? This was almost unprecedented, the fact that this highly critical piece was published by soldiers on the ground in a major newspaper.
I think it was entirely unprecedented. They initially offered the piece anonymously. The Times editorial page said, no, we can't do that. They thought about it at great length and decided it was worth the risk to their careers to go on the line and put their names on it. And I was sort of stunned. It received almost no response from the mainstream media at all. It's one thing to have retired generals, or even in one case that we know about, an active duty lieutenant colonel criticizing the war, but these are, you know, sergeants, in one case an army specialist. Second, it was an extremely well-reasoned article. It was also not an anti-war article. It was not a let's get out article. It was an article raising serious questions about whether success as currently defined is possible in Iraq. So yeah, it got almost no attention in the mainstream media. It was raised only once and then peripherally in these hearings of General Petraeus in the past few days. So I was sort of stunned at how little impact it had, and I'm at a loss to explain why.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate.com. Fred, thank you.
Thank you.